your boy E.T. That's right, baby. Bring it from the bottom. Thank God it's Monday. Woo! All right, baby. This is it. The first TGIM of this year. Listen to me, baby. You push me. You hear me? You push me, and I'm pushing back. That's right. You helped me do the unthinkable. I'm a high school dropout. I ain't never thought about getting a PhD. You push me, right? You push me. And guess what? I'm pushing you back. This is the year of the unthinkable. Are you hearing me? We gonna get it done. You will do more than you thought you could ever do this year, and I'm pushing you. You will have more than you've ever had, and I'm pushing you. Are you hearing me? You are going to be able to accomplish the stuff that you used to just dream about, the stuff you just used to talk about. I'm pushing you. Why? Because you push me. Now, listen to me. All right, we was at the conference, and CJ told somebody, it blew my mind. CJ said, look, somebody asked C, like, C, talk to me, baby. Like, what book? They were serious, too. C, what book should I be reading? C, what books are you reading? What books are E reading? C said, flat out, don't read no book this year. I'm like, what did he just say? He said, don't read no books this year. He said, what I want you to do is I want you to go back to all the books you read in the past, and I want you to apply the books that you read. Are you hearing me? I want you to apply. So y'all got to do me a favor. I'm not doing three principles on TGIM no more. We're going to do one principle and one principle only, and we're going to apply the principle. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I don't need you to learn a lot of stuff this year. Come on. I don't need you to learn 40 things this year. Look, if you could just do me a favor, if you could learn one thing, I'm talking about learn it. I'm talking about put it deep within, not you hear it. Right? Not you read it, not you see it, not you go to a conference and you write it down. If you could just 12 principles, if you can give me one principle a month that you own, that becomes a part of who you are, that changes how you think, that changes how you move, that changes how you behave. If you could become an executor, if you could execute, you know what I'm talking about? You study for the test, and you study for the test, and you still come up short. Are you hearing me? You still come up short. You read, and you don't remember what you read. I don't need that anymore. I need you to apply this stuff now to your life, all right? All right. So only one principle, all right? TGIM, only one principle, baby. I want you to say it with me, priority. Are you hearing me? Priority. Somebody said, E.T., for real. How long did it take you to get the PhD? I'm gonna be 100 with you. You talking about physical time, maybe 5 years? Physical time, maybe 5 and a half. So why did it take me so long ago, guys? Look, this is what I did. I took that which was a priority, and I made it into a hobby. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Look, and I wasn't playing. Like, don't get it twisted. I was all over the world. Don't get it twisted. I was traveling corporate gigs. I was doing NBA, NFL voiceover work. Are you hearing me? I was all over. I was grinding. I wasn't playing with it. Listen to me. So what happened? The PhD was a hobby. It was something I did in my leisure time. It was something I did when I felt like it. It was something that I did like I'm on a plane and I don't got nothing else to do. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? And I'm telling you today that you can do the unthinkable. You can make all your milestones become a reality if it stopped being a hobby. You doing it when you feel like it. You doing it when you get time. You doing it on your lunch break. Like, you not serious. You not eating it. You not eating it. You not dreaming it. It's not haunting your dreams at night. I had to learn from the book Minimize versus Optimize. And I was all over the road and I was getting it. I was changing lives, y'all. I was impacting people. Come on, are you hearing what I'm saying? But I was minimizing and I kept hearing it. E.T., if you get the PhD, game changer. You get that PhD, son, it will open up doors. You're not doing commencement work right now. There's some doors being shut. There's some opportunities that people are not giving you because they said you're not qualified. E.T., if you get the PhD, you maximize your life. I'm telling you right now, there are those of you, you are going to do the unthinkable if you can shut it down. You got to shut the TV down. You got to shut certain people down. You are minimizing right now, and you need to optimize. So that CD, you can get it done, guys. Listen to me. That degree, you can get it done. That marriage, you can get it done, but it's you're doing it in your leisure time. Listen to me. You're not making your marriage a priority. You're not making your kids a priority. You're not making that degree a priority. That's some stuff you got to shut down. Whatever your dreams or goals are, it can get done. But you got to do me a huge favor. You got to write all the priorities down right now. You got to write all your priorities down. And you got to write down what you're doing. And you got to shut some of the good out. You got to shut it out. And you got to get to your priority. I'm telling you, when you get to your priority, oh, what a feeling it was. What a feeling it was as a high school dropout who got kicked out and had mama in that room and look at my mom and say to my mom that I'm doing this for my mom, getting a PhD in front of my family. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? In front of people who brought me to the university, got it done. Execution, baby. This is the year to do the unthinkable. And how will we do it, E.T.? We will do it by listing our priorities. We will do it by shutting everything else out. We will do it by saying no to everything that does not apply to our priority. We will do it by getting focused, laser focused. We will do it by waking up every single day and taking every moment of the day and focusing on what's a priority. And then when we get to the end of the year, we will not be disappointed. We will not be defeated. We will not be destroyed. When we get to the end of this year, we will not be, this will not be another disappointing year. This will not be another year where we're defeated. This will not be another year where we destroy. This will not be another year of excuses. This will not be another year where you don't want to see, look at people in their face. This will not be another year where you avoid people. This will be the year that you stop half doing stuff. You stop half doing sports. You stop half doing school. You stop half doing your marriage. You stop half doing that CD. You stop half writing that book. This will be the year of execution. This will be the year of the unthinkable. This is our year. If not now, when? If not you, who? Remember, I never told you it would be easy, but it's doable. I never told you it would be easy, but it's doable. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. It's not gonna be easy, but it will get done. This is your boy E.T. saying, make the rest of your life the best of your life. And I will see you next Monday. Thank God it's Monday.